USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian's death toll on the Bahamas has risen to at least 20. The health minister says that includes 17 victims from the Abaco Islands and 3 from Grand Bahama. The U.S. Coast Guard says it has rescued more than 45 people after deploying several helicopters to the region.
At this point, we're still in the early stages of the response. We are concentrating very much on parts, fuel, people, communications gear.
Now that the infrastructure is fully crippled, search and rescue efforts are seriously hampered. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray takes a look at Dorian's current path as it's now aiming for the U.S. coastline.
All along the Georgia coast, South Carolina coast, Charleston could see a big push of water as we go through the day, that storm surge, and then as it races off the North Carolina coast, possible landfall somewhere in the Carolinas.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
More problems for Chick-fil-A. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
The Kansas University Faculty Council blasted the school's administration for moving a Chick-fil-A restaurant into the Student Union campus in a letter addressed to the school's chancellor and its community. The council described the move as insulting, counterproductive, and unacceptable. Liberal critics at the school are attacking Chick-fil-A for its perceived stances on social issues. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It took a jury less than 4 hours to acquit a high-profile Washington attorney of charges that he lied about his work for Ukraine. Greg Craig was cleared of the charges that grew out of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Craig was accused of lying about a legal review he conducted in 2012 after he left the White House. It largely vindicated the prosecution of a political enemy of Viktor Yanukovych, the Russian-aligned president of Ukraine at the time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
More now on Hurricane Dorian, as it appears some retailers in Florida are trying to capitalize from the storm. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Florida's Attorney General is investigating more than 2,000 reports of price gouging related to Hurricane Dorian. The Miami Herald reports ramp-ups in prices beginning last week, around Wednesday, when the governor, Ron DeSantis, first declared a state of emergency. Florida law makes price gouging a crime once a state of emergency is declared. Gas prices at some stations in Miami-Dade County were boosted by $1 a gallon above what other stations further inland were charging. A gas station in Broward County jacked up the price of a case of bottled water from $3.98 to $9. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Google will pay a $170 million fine to the FTC and New York State for YouTube's use of data on children's viewing habits without parental approval. CNET's Joan Salzman.
Children are a gigantic audience on YouTube. Kids' content is a huge money driver for YouTube, but the limit on how much data you can collect is very low. And so the FTC is settling with YouTube for this record penalty to basically get rid of this investigation into whether or not YouTube broke those laws.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.